puffing, had dark marks. One hangs where I was beat up. I was thrown into the cupboard corner. Doctor sewed me up with his eyes looking down. Please don't mind me from my brain injury. It's really not that bad, not compared to what's on my body, like a rogue man. I have lumps that look like humps on one inside of my leg. The other one has an indent. They're all from abuse. As well, from a crack on my skull, it wasn't enough to look at. I only felt it with my hand mostly. After I woke up with a cracked eye on the same side, the pharmacist looked at me to blame, shamefully shaking his head. Don't mind me from my brain injury. It's really not that bad, not compared to what's on my body, like a roadmap. I tried to send faxes to the governor of my black and blue arms. Now thinking as I write, when I can separate the timing of the standstill. As long as I can walk and talk for someone else. Ooh. Please don't mind me from my brain injury. It's not really not that bad, not compared to what's on my body, like a roadmap.
Hi, this is Lori Jean Finella, singer and songwriter, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I wrote this beautiful song this week after listening to Mary Morris yesterday at YouTube. And she talked about Waldo, who is Ralph Waldo Emerson, the famous writer. And in this talking, there was mentioned, what if I could? And my mind just started rolling about some thoughts that had been on my mind, because a lot of things I write, they seem to be coming from derogatory areas, which I know that's just my feeling, but I try to be open and take in all forms of emotion. But I just, after walking around the park, and of course you see a lot of sad things after the pandemic, you see a lot of sad things in the city anyway, and I'm not one that could actually just walk by and not see it and not take an emotion in. So I think that's kind of where my writing's coming from right now, because it's where I'm living. But all these statements that she said, mentioning Waldo, what if I could, which in my mind when I'm doing my work, I'm thinking, what if I could make a change? What if I could make a difference? What if I captured someone's mind in something I'm saying? And then when I was going through the utmost worst, and I believe when I say the worst of the time in my life, it always went back to after the original brain injury, where I suffered other head trauma from abuse after the original brain injury. In New York City at Beth Israel Hospital in 1990 during a routine procedure when they just really messed up my brain, a little bit, but enough that I couldn't work after that from the anesthesia, and I'll let it go at that. Last week I talked more about that, but after that, when I had to go back home, it's just a whirlwind of fright and abuse and things that I had no idea what they were possibly going on around me and to me were happening. And when I went to Walden Pond, at least the area of Walden Pond, it was the only place that I felt peace, even for those short few moments. And I just was, it's like I took my foot and stepped over a line and was in a completely different universe, like you see in the movies and things. And I knew I couldn't stay there long. And I knew I had to take in the appreciation of it, as really weird as all this sounds. And then I stepped out of it, but I knew it was something I would never forget. And being kind of caught up in all these words and thoughts that I had in my mind, and hearing Mary Morrissey, because she's the one that really brought me out of, I'd say, the second worst time, which was around 2011, I've talked about. I was hurt really, really bad during hosting a radio show that I created. And it was about 2013, I think, when I connected with Mary, and I really was ready for that change and, you know, that power inside of me, and to look to someone else for help. And she had been a pastor, and she had her own life story, which she very openly shared, which really helped you open up to her. But it was just the comforting of knowing that she was connected to religion that I opened up to her, and she really changed my life for the better forever, because then I learned how to go inside of myself and accept myself for the way I was, and use my magic and my tools that I already had inside of me, which I think they're different with everyone, quite honestly, but you have to find someone that connects with yours. But she really was the most powerful for me. And then, of course, a spin-off to many other people from her, which, you know, other bigger names that start out and really show us these methods of healing and love and change. They leave it to just a wonderful line of people after them. So I was able to just go in and write the song, just da-da-da-da-da, and it really was kind of like a poem. Put it up on my blog, and I thought, that's good enough as a song. And I got up this morning, and I really excitedly was able to just quickly put it into a song form. And I just threw one instrumental to it from loopman.com, and I did one take, because a lot of times I don't have more than that time that I can recorded, unfortunately. It's nothing to do with my time, like I'm so busy. It's just, unfortunately, the way life is, you know, and we try to keep all the devices off, and my body's so sensitive for all that illegal stuff, and the supposedly legal stuff that we have in our country all over the place that supposedly is protecting us. Was it EMF or something? But, I mean, I have, like, stickers in the back of my phone and my tablets and my, I mean, that stuff hurts. It feels like burning in your body. And it's very disruptive, not to mention all the interference, you know, from gangsters and then our own abusers that we can never get rid of. So I have very little time to record anything, if it even is ever going to sound good. But this actually, just like the last song I released, you know, It Can Only Be Heaven. I mean, now that has a lot of my groggling in there, and I had to try to get around all this going on. And I was able to come down enough through my belly, but same thing today. It just magically sounded beautiful, and I did everything I normally do. I get up, I made sure that I, you know, did my smoothie bowl and got my super seeds in there and my, you know, my smoothie and whatever else I have to put in my body. Did three different meditations, two with Gabby, one with Rebecca Campbell, and I'm telling you, it's like, it really worked. So I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of feeling all right. I'm waiting to feel something around me negative or inside of me saying, okay, well, you know, that was good. It went all right, but let's not, you know, overdo it. Let's gratefully take that in. But it really kind of seems to be working pretty magically well. So I'm really happy I could share this with you today, and I really think that I can make a difference. I was kind of smitten with myself about the way the writing came out, and I'm kind of shocked a little bit still the way I can. I always knew I had a bit of talent in some area, the way I could kind of just skip across things so elegantly, and you know, I'm kind of feeling that with this writing. And I am even more happy this week because Canada Web Radio Canada played It Can Only Be Heaven, second station, and I got like, was it like 30 something people that hopped on over there to check it out. And I've only had that through Blue Torch Radio, where I think it's gone up to 40 something with them. But I want to thank both of them for playing me this week. MPG Radio has been playing me a lot, of course. I mentioned them a lot, that's why I say that. This is Only Rock Radio, I believe, played me this week too. They're in Spain. Blue Torch Radio is in Australia. If you go to Lori Finella over at Twitter, you can see who's played me. I retweet them. I didn't say that right, did I? I believe I have everybody to thank this week over there. But I was just tickled pink when I saw that, and I could just feel the growth of my music. And you know, when you see things like that, like I've tried things before and I've seen the changes in other areas of things that I've tried to do, and you know, they get crashed to the ground for whatever reason, and I thought, oh gosh, am I going to jinx if I say anything about how many people ran over to my song from Canada Web Radio, and I'm feeling less and less in that direction. And now, you know, when you're so submerged in abuse, and it's just, it seems like every single person around is at you, because they probably are, because you've been closed off, and it takes a long time to get somebody in that spot. It's really hard to take in the good things that are happening, and they're being squashed all the time, you know, but it's hard to take them in when they really are like opening up for you, because you've hung in there so long and you don't really ever think it's going to fully change. And I said that myself many times. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be, you know, all, you know, just roses, you know, which is going to be something you always have to deal with when you've gone through abuse or whatever. It's just a matter of finding those moments that are happy, hold on to them, and they'll open up more and more. But, you know, I could feel the door really crack open pretty wide yesterday when I saw that on Twitter. And I mean, I know I still have the pains and I still have, you know, a lot of abuse around me. I mean, you can't get rid of all the people that you've been closed into. But I could actually see a difference in all that. I mean, I can't explain it, you know. I mean, I can explain going to Walden Pond now like I probably never would have before. And I'll hear something else because I constantly surround myself by positive podcasts and people and YouTube channels and shows that I watch. And possibly I'll be able to explain that feeling more of the door opening up even wider to almost to an unimaginable point where I really don't know how to define it. So I just hope that I can do that someday for you. And I just really hope that this song and my expression of words that I've been able to come to from my life's journey and from walking around that dang local park outside my door because, you know, I can't get to the hiking path because I'm, you know, trying to rehabilitate myself after 30 years from the brain injury that I suffered from, the anesthesia where no one wanted to help me and pretended it never happened. And then the whole world came down on me when you're your most vulnerable, because that's when you, you know, go after that person to get whatever you can from them. But yeah, I've been really, you know, bending my legs back a lot on my yoga trapeze to try to, you know, have my 2 feet, you know, hit my head practically in a back bend. And some people will say, well, that's a bit ridiculous, you know, like you're going to hurt yourself. You're asking for a whole lot. But with me, where I was always extremely flexible and so good on the uneven bars in junior high and even asked to come after school so I could train, that's major. And my family wouldn't let me, but the fact that I have that in me and it's helping me is where I should be. Just like you know, my way to my magic and my emotions and my healing from what I have inside of me is going to be different than someone else. So I hope my way has been able to give you happiness and inspiration and a warm feeling and security and confidence. So stay safe, stay blessed. Lori Jean Fanella, singer-songwriter.